look at this is, can Wisconsin take care of the basketball on a high level, knowing that they're going to be pressured, knowing that UCLA is going to get up into you? Where are you starting your offense from? Are you starting out getting and running in transition, getting easy buckets? That's all really important. But it's going to become somewhat of a half-court game. So are you starting at the three-point line, or are you starting in between half-court and the three-point line? I think that's a big thing, because you talk about all the ball movement, moving it side to side, getting backdoor cuts, getting easy baskets. Well, that's great if you're operating around that three-point line, because now all of a sudden you cut right to the front of the basket. If you start operating farther out, now all of a sudden you're cutting to the middle of the Big Ten, right below the free-throw line. That's a much tougher shot, right? You go from a layup to a 10-footer.
Yep.
Give me the layup. So I think that's a big part of this. And I think playing through the post against a team that wants to collapse means there's going to be a lot of spray out and three opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Wisconsin shoot the ball from deep tonight?
All right. By the way, Kamari McGee listed as questionable, but he's going through the warm-ups. He looks good to go here tonight. Cameron Hunter remains out as he continues his recovery from an injury a couple of weeks ago. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're about a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues from Pauley Pavilion, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You're a basketball junkie beyond the X's and O's. I mean, you've been to a lot of the iconic venues. This is one you probably wanted to check off the list, isn't it?
Yeah, this was a bucket list item, and not knowing, you know, I tried for years to try to get UCLA on the schedule just so this could happen, and obviously powers that be took care of that for us. So, it's a neat environment. Obviously, there's a lot of history and an important part in our game.
important start to the trip on Saturday. I don't know if we'd have told you that John Tanjay wasn't going to score, but you were going to beat a team playing pretty well by 15. Team win again. I know it's an old line, but it really was coming into play again on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it just shows to the depth and experience of this group and the versatility that we're able to get production from different guys at different nights, and we've had that happen before. And I think that speaks well of this team. Obviously, we, you know, John will get back to making some shots and those things, but it's nice to see, you know, he's carried us for so many nights. It's as I joke with him after the game, we gave you a night off. Okay, and now he'll step back up. Like I said, it's just good to see other guys step up and answer the call.
There were many who did, but you talked before the season about John Blackwell. There's just a confidence level to him. We are seeing that before our very eyes, aren't we, the way that translates on the floor?
Yeah, it has, and I think I saw it when he came back in June and we started our summer workouts, just his maturity and confidence, and it's a lot comes from the experience he got as a freshman, and he's worked at his game. He's continued to get stronger and bigger and added pieces to his game, so it's nice to see him get rewarded for, you know, all the work he's put in.
This is a longer trip, and it's just kind of the way it is now in the Big Ten Conference, but I know your guys they've kept busy. They had a chance to go to the Lakers-Clippers game, and then yesterday doing some work out in the community, which is something really important to all those guys.
Yeah, to be able to go to the food bank and box a lot of food. In fact, we would have probably still been there boxing, but they ran out of items for us to put together. But no, and our guys did a great job of it, and they really attacked it, embraced it, were excited about it. Anytime we get a chance to, you know, we do a few things back in Madison too when time permits, and I think it's a great perspective for these guys to understand how important giving back to your community is, and our guys enjoy doing that too, because a lot of them come from areas that they've seen, you know, people with hard times, and to be able to help the LA community here with boxing up some food for residents and people that have been affected by the fires is important.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, Wisconsin and UCLA. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Badgers and the Bruins tonight. Well, let's get to the Wisconsin native, Kobe Johnson. As you look at him, tell us about him. What kind of player is he?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, this obviously he spent the first 3 years at USC. We played him, a few years ago when he played USC, I think in Atlanta. So he's continuing to grow his game. Looks like he's a little bigger. They're using him on the wing. He's shooting it decently well. He obviously loves LA because he's able to move right from one school to the other and has had a good career.
They turn teams over. That's one of their trademarks defensively. Do they gamble, or are they just that good, tenacious getting
in? It's a little bit of both. You know, I think their guard play is really good. I mean, even the kid they bring off the bench, number 12, Mac, really has been impressive on film. Downhill, really attacks. And they're really aggressive. You know, Mick's always had really good defensive teams. He emphasizes that. They've always, wherever he's been, have been, when they're good, they're really good defensively. And they've figured out, they're really tough, specifically up front or out front. On the ball, really good in gaps, active with their hands. Handsy, so we'll have to be really solid with the ball.
They're a team that, as you mentioned, is a defensive team. I know they broke loose against Iowa, a lot of different weapons. Tell us about Tyler Bilodeau. He seems like one of the real keys to these.
Yeah, again, another guy with experience. He played at Oregon State before coming here. And he's able to stretch the floor, shoots it well, got some size. They play through him quite a bit. So he's turned into a really good player that has a lot of versatility. And said with the guards and then him and in ball screens, he can do a lot of things. He can pop, he can play in the paint, and the guards get downhill and try to get at the rim. So it'll be a challenge for us to really keep the ball out of the paint. And at the same time, we got to be able to cover up specifically him, Stefanovic, Kobe Johnson from the three-point line.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Craig Gard. Stick around. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pre-game coverage continues. We take a quick look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. Good one going on in West Lafayette tonight. The Purdue Boilermakers and the Ohio State Buckeyes nip and tuck in that game. Purdue leading 56-53, a little less than 8 minutes left in that game. And again, that we talk about a few teams that are Jekyll and Hyde. Ohio State is one of them. Purdue's been on a pretty good little clip here. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little surprised by this one so far.
I'm a little surprised, except Ohio State is desperate right now.
Yes.
Right, they've lost the one recently to Indiana at home. Like, they're desperate for a win, and sometimes that's when you get your best basketball played. So that it's surprising, yes, but Ohio State has the talent to compete in all these games. So, and that's what you're seeing right now is it's a three-point game.
Minnesota and Iowa early on in Iowa City. I didn't get a chance to ask you on the air Saturday about the Gophers. You had their game against Michigan. Talk about eye-popper. That was one of them, maybe the surprise of league play here so far.
It was. Yeah, I think Minnesota's a team where their margin of error is so slim. But the guys that they're able to run out there with, Dawson Gard, like, he's an all Big Ten player. So it's not like they don't have the players. It's just they don't have the depth. So you've got to be dialed in. And, you know, they're going to play hard all the time. And that's what they're doing.
And Iowa coming off a rough trip out here to Southern California, just, you know, getting thumped a couple times by USC and UCLA. A little bit later tonight in the Pacific Northwest, the Oregon Ducks on the home floor, ranked 15th this week, taking on the Washington Huskies. That is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game, Wisconsin and UCLA. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think first, when you look at Wisconsin, transition buckets. Try to get some easy baskets, because when UCLA is set on their defense, they are very tough to score against. So find ways to get easy baskets. This is also a KYP game. We heard Coach Krabnoff talk about it a lot during the scout, during shoot around today. Know your personnel. At UCLA, they're going to put pressure at the rim. That's what they want to do. When that happens, your defense collapses. Now, how do you close out? Make sure you close out the right way to a shooter so you don't give him an open shot. If it's a non-shooter, make sure you give enough space so that you're not driven by real easily. So I think those are the two main things there. And then rebounding the basketball. Get some extra opportunities on the offensive glass. Rebound the ball defensively. And the last thing I'll say when it comes to how this team plays, UCLA will give up threes. They're going to suck into that paint. Don't get trigger happy right away with the first three, though. get to the paint, let that defense clap. Now spray it out for your threes. I think the three-point percentage and how Wisconsin shoots is going to be crucial.
And protecting the basketball, UCLA's top turnover rate, what they do to teams with UCLA's defense, they do it better than anybody in the country at turning over the opposition. So we saw how it started off against USC, turnovers in their first three possessions. Once they secured the ball, they were off and running. Those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's get a glance at the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. As you mentioned a while ago, Kamari McGee is listed as questionable, but he's been out there and he looks fine and I would think up and running here tonight. Cameron Hunter not on the trip as he recovers from the lower body injury suffered during some pregame drills several days ago. Otherwise, everybody up and ready to go here for Wisconsin tonight. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for Mick Cronin and the UCLA Bruins. Cronin in his sixth year here in Westwood, a record of 127-59. His starting five made up of Tyler Bilodeau, 6'9 junior, out of Kennewick, Washington, transfer from Oregon State, averaging 14.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. Eric Daly, 6'8 sophomore from Palmetto, Florida. He's an Oklahoma State transfer, 12 points, 4 rebounds a game. Kobe Johnson, the Milwaukee native, and for the last 3 years was a USC Trojan. Kobe is 6'6 senior, averaging 8 points, about 6 rebounds, better than 3 assists, as well as a couple of steals per game. Dylan Andrews is a 6'2 junior from Gardena, California, at 7.5 points, 2.5 assists. And Sky Clark rounds out the starting five, 6'3 junior from Los Angeles. He started his career in Illinois. He was with the Illini a couple of years back, played 13 games, had 12 starts, stepped away from the program, was at Louisville last year, averaged 13 a game, and so far for the Bruins, he is averaging 6.7 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, you got Steven Crow, the 7-foot grad student out of Eagan, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.7 points, 6 rebounds a game. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists per contest. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. At 16 points, 5 rebounds, about 2.5 dimes per game. And Max Klesman rounds out the starting five, 6'4 senior out of Nina. 10.5 points, about 2 rebounds, and 3 assists per contest. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. UCLA leads the series through the years, 5-2. They've won the last 5. This is a Wisconsin basketball trip to Pauley Pavilion that has not happened since 1972. And we'll just tell you that game didn't go well for Wisconsin. That was then. This is now. The Badgers have won 7 straight. They're 15-3 overall, 5-2 in the conference. The Bruins 3-4 in the league, 12-6 overall. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship.
Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
in Los Angeles, California, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers have the second and final game of this Southern California swing, coming off a 15-point win against USC on Saturday afternoon. And tonight they take on Mick Cronin's UCLA Bruins. Brian, this is an interesting matchup, as we talked about a while ago. You've got the Wisconsin Badgers, a team that with one of the most efficient offenses in the nation, averaging 82.5 points a game, against a stingy defense that gives up less than 64 points a game. Got into the 90s offensively against Iowa, but it's probably fair to say you got a little bit of a contrast here tonight. We'll see who has the better of it.
Well, there is, and how do you, who wins that battle? Well, turnovers are going to play a huge factor. Transition baskets are going to play a huge factor, first, both for Wisconsin and UCLA. So you look at those are the two things that I look at early on. And I also think one of the things we haven't really talked a lot about, but the free throw line.
Yes.
I think getting to the free throw line is going to be very, very important.
This team is the best free throw shooting team in the country at 85.5%. And UCLA is a team that can also get to the free throw line fairly effectively. Doesn't shoot nearly as well as Wisconsin. But a team that is as aggressive as UCLA is defensively, you would think that the Badgers could, in fact, get to the foul line.
And you just keep attacking. You just find ways to attack the basket and be aggressive, but be smart about it.
UCLA had a good month of December and then lost four straight in January. Mick Cronin making some news, going viral in social media circles with a couple of his post-game rants after a disheartening home loss to Michigan, and then they were on the road. And I mean, let's be honest, for the schools out here, this new Big Ten, it's a lot of travel, and Mick Cronin has been outspoken about that. They've obviously had the fires out there. Members of the UCLA program have been affected by that. They have reopened the campus for in-class sessions again today after a little bit of a pause. But one thing about Mick Cronin, he's a quotable sort, isn't he?
Well, he has, and he's given a lot, like you said, he's given a lot of them early on. But they're playing at home. They're back to kind of their routine. So now it's all about, if you're Wisconsin, dialing in and making sure that you file the scouting report and don't let, we've talked during the pregame a little bit about they've been in the hotel a lot.
Yes.
It's just been different. And normally they're, if it's a road trip, they're in and they're out. If it's a home game, they're in their apartments, but they're doing different things. How do you come out this first couple of minutes and set that tone?
Pauley Pavilion is a building that seats 13,800. There are, not going to lie, a fair amount of empty seats here. It's also 6:30 local time. They have this traffic thing out here. So
it's rumored,
It's real.
So, well, Coach Guard's had to deal with that in Cobb, Wisconsin, too. So there's
true.
A lot of excuses out
that's
there.
True. That's true. That's true.
Cobb, Wisconsin is busy, too, at 6:30 at night.
Yeah, the 405 that goes through Cobb.
Exactly.
Look out, man. Look out.
You got to time that the right way. Otherwise, you never know. You might run across a cow trying to cross the street.
That's exactly right. Crowds here have been, it's been up and down. They had 11,000 plus listed for their game against Michigan, about 5,200 for Iowa as things were starting to settle down here a little bit with the fires. But everybody's settling in, and a fair amount of Badger fans in the house once again. And that certainly was the case Saturday when the Badgers played out at USC. Jason Phillips, Vern Harris, and Nate Harris are your officials tonight. The Badgers and the traveling Cardinal in the white trim, UCLA in the home whites and the powder blue trim, as we are about set to go. Wisconsin and UCLA, when these programs last met, it was in Kansas City, the Hall of Fame Classic. A last second layup gave the Bruins a 72-70 win. That was a couple of minutes ago, though, back in February of 2017. Tyler Bilodeau, Stephen Crow, ready to jump center as we are set to go at Pauley Pavilion. Toss and tap will belong to the Badgers. And from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench, the Badgers move to our left in the first half. UCLA straight up defensively. Nolan Winter against Eric Daly. Max Klesmer gets a high screen from Stephen Crowell. A throw to Crowell at the top. Wraps at the Winter. Quick toss, John Tanjay high on the left. He'll throw at the Crowell. Inside feed for Winter. Knocked away. Turn turnover Wisconsin on the game's first possession. Here's Dylan Andrews up the floor for the Bruins.
It's a UCLA team that forces 17 turnovers. You don't want to start the game that way.
Bruins moving to our right in the first half. Sky Clark's picked up by Stephen Crowell on the switch. A throw to Daly on the right wing. Goes into Bilodeau. The pivot, the baseline right jumper is good for Tyler Bilodeau to open up the scoring. And Blackwell quickly up the floor as UCLA trying to heat him up. Ball knocked loose. Blackwell getting it back, squeezes through a double team to Tanjay. Goes into Crowell, right of the lane. 2-0 UCLA. Not quite a minute gone by. Bad pass Crowell, stolen away. Here comes Dylan Andrews. Klesman back. Andrews down the lane. The layup is good. So the Badgers starting this game the way they started Saturday at USC.
Right now, UCLA is just speeding Wisconsin up. Just slow down. Make them guard the shot clock.
4-0 UCLA. About a minute 15 gone by. Max Klesman outside right. Throws to Crowell. Baseline right. Gets doubled. Kicks it back out to Klesman. Max shovels it back into Crowell. Bilodeau defends. Single covered. Now the double from Clark. Out to Max. Open three. Right side. He drills it.
Well, then it's just the simple repost. The first post pass went in. They doubled it. Steve reposted. Got the ball back. Now all of a sudden, UCLA is scrambling a little bit.
4-3 UCLA. A minute 40 gone by. Bilodeau's open. He'll try three straight away. Straight through. Bilodeau 39% from three coming in. 7-3 the Bruins. Well, UCLA came out popping on the home floor against Iowa. It's 3-for-3 early on here against the Badgers tonight. Nolan Winter. He'll throw it to Stephen Crowell. Back to Winter, left of the circle. Kobe Johnson is on him. Now he picks up Blackwell as the Badgers turn it to Tanjay. He'll try a three right side. He'll splash it. John Tanjay, who did not score on Saturday, three quick ones here tonight.
And they're gonna have attempts from three just because of the way UCLA wants to pack that paint.
7-6 the Bruins early on. Here's Daly, left lane line. Tough shot. Good. Off the glass.
It couldn't do much to it. Yep. Exactly.
9-6 UCLA, 2.5 minutes gone by. Blackwell, baseline right against Sky Clark, goes through the lane, whips it back out to Crowell, feeds Max, open deep three, left side, that's off the right side iron, no good. Kobe Johnson, the rebound for UCLA, and the former USC Trojan up the floor. Edging the screen from Nolan Winter, a throw to Daly on the right side of the shot fake. John Tanjay defends, backing is Daly, right wing, skips it to Clark, open three, left side, good. Sky Clark for the Bruins, 12-6 UCLA. We are 3 minutes into the game, and the Bruins are 5 of 5 from the field. Max Klesman, and he gets tied up by Dylan Andrews. They get a held ball. Possession arrow, UCLA. So the Bruins, an energized bunch. Carter Gilmore coming in for Nolan Winter. Kamari McGee to check in for Wisconsin. He is in for John Blackwell.
And right now, UCLA is just more physical than Wisconsin. And when you play against teams, like, it reminds me a lot of the old school Purdue teams. When you walked in, they were going to foul a whole bunch. You just have to play through it. You can't try to anticipate a foul.
12-6 UCLA. A little more than 3 minutes gone by. Kobe Johnson high on the right. Feeds Sky Clark between the circles. Bounces to Daly. He's with Gilmore. Now Bilodeau wraps it to Clark on the right side. McGee defends. Gets it to Kobe Johnson, top of the circle. High screen Bilodeau. Johnson left wing. Up top, three in the air, Daly. It is off the rim and out, no good. Clark, the offensive rebound. Out to Andrews, tries a three left side. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Daly knocked it loose from Klesman out of bounds. Last touch by UCLA. So finally, a couple of misses for the Bruins after they hit their first five. Klesman getting a little backcourt resistance as he throws to Kamari McGee. Gets around Sky Clark. Throws to Max cross-court across the midstripe to Tanjay. 16-18 left first half. 12-6 UCLA. Tanjay high on the right. And a step back three for Tanjay is good again. Tanjay with a couple of hits from distance early on.
A big shot right there. Really is. You can just see kind of Wisconsin calm down a little bit.
12-9 UCLA. 4 minutes gone by. Bilodeau the screen. Goes around to Andrews. Back to Bilodeau for three, and he hits it. Bilodeau from left to the circle. His second three. 15-9 UCLA. Badgers break the press, and now Gilmore gets tied up by Clark, and a foul is called on Sky Clark as we'll have our first media timeout of the night. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. future. 15:47 left in the first half. UCLA 15, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where Cindy Huber gets you through the workday every day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. What Cindy does is remarkable. She has just a walking encyclopedia of what this music has done, has stood for, and some of the trivia and facts behind the songs we play. And she's kind of funny and quirky, too. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 till 2, while you're on the job with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. UCLA 15, Wisconsin 9. 15:47 left in the first half, and the Bruins have come out popping from long range here.
Well, you know, they're a team that only makes 6.9 threes a game. They've got three already, and a lot of it's just that ball screen defense. Wisconsin's getting sucked in too low, and then they're not able to close out to the shooters. We talked about KYP, right? Mm-hmm. Know who's the shooters are.
Badgers on offense. Carter Gilmore flips it to John Blackwell. Curls around left of the lane. Takes it out to the wing. Kills the dribble. Needs some help. Blackwell looking into Winter. Clark defending. Advantage to Winter. Turns low on the left, and the layup is good.
Good footwork.
15-11 UCLA with 15:23 left of the first half. Dylan Andrews, the junior guard, gets a high screen from Bilodeau. Bounces to Bilodeau, left of the circle. Match up with Nolan Winter. Find Sky Clark. Now it's Daly. Hands off to Andrews. Andrews, left of the lane. Just inside the arc. Goes left side to Clark. Shot clock is at 7. Clark against McGee. Clark with a shot fake. Now regains his balance. Snaps off a 3. Missed it. And the rebound to Nolan Winter. And here comes Blackwell up the floor. Finds Carter Gilmore. He'll turn and he'll score it. Running the rim was Carter Gilmore, and he's rewarded.
And those are those transition buckets. If you can beat him down, go ahead and absolutely do that.
15-13 UCLA. 14:40 left of the first half. Clark left of the circle against Kamari McGee. Surround a Bilodeau screen. A hedge from Winter. Throwing to Kobe Johnson. Tanjay defends. Johnson with a pass for Daly. Top of the arc. Operates against Gilmore. Pivots. Pivots again. Fadeaway foul line jump is good for Eric Daly. He has 4. And it's 17-13 the Bruins.
Both those buckets that he's had have been really tough.
14:15 left in the first half. Blackwell across half court to Gilmore, and then Carter walked with a ball. So the Badgers guilty of 4 turnovers in these early minutes. Max Klesman will come in for Wisconsin, replacing John Tanjay, and Sebastian Mack will check in for UCLA, replacing Sky Clark. Mack is a 6'3 sophomore from Chicago.
And turnovers are going to be a big part of this game. It's just the way UCLA plays. You can just see how aggressive they are.
UCLA turns over the opponent about a quarter of the time. Best turnover rate in the country. Here's Bilodeau at the top. Hands off to Andrews. Feeds Daly. Wraps it left side to Sebastian Mack. He'll feed Bilodeau. Left of the lane. Shot fake. Mid-range jump. Rattles out. No good. Klesmith the rebound for Wisconsin. 17-13 UCLA. 13:48 left in the first half. Klesmith throwing to Gilmore. Turns to McGee. Baseline right. Whips it left corner. Blackwell for three. Off the rim. No good. Bilodeau the rebound for UCLA. And here comes Tyler Bilodeau dribbling up the floor for the Bruins, left of the circle. He'll hand off to Kobe Johnson. Johnson, baseline left, now backing down on McGee. Kamari knocked it loose and forced the turnover as Winter comes up with it. McGee up the floor for the Badgers. Finds Winter. He'll try a three. Yes! Nolan Winter brought to you by Kamari McGee.
And I don't know why defenses allow Nolan to shoot it. Like, you have to find him in the drill spot. Like,
and Nolan says, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
17-16 UCLA. 13 minutes left. First half, Dylan Andrews pull up 16-footer. Off the rim and out. No good. Rebound off of Blackwell and then off of Kobe Johnson. And out of bounds to Wisconsin. Crowell will come back in. Xavier Amos will check in. Winter and Gilmore will sit down. William Kyle in the lineup for the Bruins. 6'9 junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. He transfers from South Dakota State.
And an energy guy. You
know, yes.
That's going to be a rim runner, above the rim type player.
Jack Janicki in there for Wisconsin as well. And up the floor comes John Blackwell. 12:50 left in the half. 17-16 UCLA. Blackwell works it to Max Klesman and stepped on the sideline. And a turnover again for Wisconsin.
Even though it's not a live ball turnover, that's just a careless turnover.
Yes.
There. Like one of those are just as bad as live ball because it's a careless one.
Five turnovers for Wisconsin. UCLA up one. 12:43 left in the first half. Andrews off the Daly screen. A bounce to Daly. Hands off to Sebastian Mack. Flips to Kyle. Top of the circle. One dribble to toss to Andrews. Baseline right. Steps back. Now brings it back out front. Picked up by Crowell. Daly goes inside. Knocked away Amos, but a foul called. Amos trying to front Kyle. Just couldn't do so effectively. And the foul is on Xavier Amos. And that'll be his first. And the first on Wisconsin. 12:27 left in the first half. 17-16 UCLA. And now the Bruins will send Lazar Stefanovic into the lineup. 6'7 senior out of Serbia, transfer from Utah. Stefanovic is in for Kobe Johnson. Dylan Andrews, baseline right, into Stefanovic. Shot fake, steps back, and a long two on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, tapped out to Stefanovic. He'll feed Andrews inside the arc, whips it up top. Sebastian Mack will try a three. That bangs off the rim, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Xavier Amos. Here comes Klesmith for Wisconsin. 12:10 left in the half. UCLA up one. Max will feed Blackwell. Dribbles off the left wing. Stops. Goes up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by.
This is going to be off the crowd.
Yeah, off the UCLA. Beg your pardon. First they were going to point UCLA ball. But off of Bruin there. And the Badgers will get a 20 on the shot clock, 12:02 left in the half, 17-16 UCLA. Blackwell baseline right, will inbound. John looking, throws it into Max Klesmith. A toss for Janicki between the circles. Stefanovic defends, high screen Amos. A pass for Crowell. Gives it up to Klesmith, dribbles off the right wing. Jump stop in the lane, turns, shoots, back rim no. Crowell the offensive rebound. Crowell right of the lane. He's with Sebastian Mack and gets it out of there. Janicki turns to Blackwell, finds Amos. Open three, left corner. Off the rim, no good. Crowell battling for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by UCLA. As we have the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit ambam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 11:38 left in the first half. UCLA 17, Wisconsin 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Well, the Badgers are protecting the ball. They're pretty good. 6 of 11 from the floor, 4 of 7 from deep. But they've turned it over five times early on. 11:38 left in the first half. UCLA 17, Wisconsin 16.
But they've been better defensively, right? So even though there's been some turnovers, they've, you know, held UCLA from scoring in the last 2:46. They've played together on that end much better. Now just take care of the basketball, get shots on the glass. They already have three offensive rebounds as well, so they just got to get a shot on the glass.
And those turnovers have not, they've obviously taken away shot attempts, points off turnovers 4-3 UCLA so far. Badgers have Crowell, Amos, Tanjay, Blackwell, and Klesmans on the floor. And it'll be Wisconsin basketball with John Blackwell inbounding baseline right with a new 20 on the shot clock. Blackwell looking and still looking, and they get the quick hitter into Amos, low on the left, throws it up off the glass and in. Amos flashing inside for the deuce.
I don't think Wisconsin gets nearly enough credit for inline out of bounds. It seems like it's been one of those strengths that nobody really talks about this year.
Badgers have the lead for the first time tonight, 18-17, 11:20 left in the first half. Stefanovic with a flip for Bilodeau. He'll throw it to Mack High on the left, feeds William Kyle, tosses to Andrews on the right side, a hedge in the screen from Crowell, turns it back to Xavier Amos. Andrews right of the lane, whips it to Kyle, right foul line extended back to Andrews, tries a three, right side straight through. Dylan Andrews, 33% from distance coming in. He nails that long shot, 20-18 UCLA. 10:55 left of the first half. Blackwell outside left for Wisconsin against Stefanovic. A throw to Amos. He's open for three. Right of the circle around it out. No good. The rebound comes down to Sebastian Mack of UCLA. One and out for Wisconsin. Back throwing to Andrews. Outside left. Hunter Gilmore ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Left side Bilodeau. He's open for three. Left side. No good. And a long rebound secured by Xavier Amos. He'll give it up to Klesmans. Dribbles up the right sideline to the front court. Feeds Crowell top of the arc. A pass for Amos. High in the right. X will feed Blackwell, right wing. Blackwell checked by Stefanovic. A throw to Crowell. Refeeds Blackwell. 10:20 left in the half. 20-18 UCLA. Blackwell puts it on the deck. Pull up baseline right jump and may have been blocked. They otherwise missed badly at the side of the glass. And now here's Sebastian Mack the other way for the Bruins. Mack against Amos on the left wing. Dribbles off the wing and a whistle and a foul call. They're going to get Amos, and that's going to be his second.
Even that last possession there by John Blackwell. Is it mid-range? He's the one guy you're okay with shooting mid-range.
Yep.
However, still, would like to see John try to get to that basket just a little bit more. Felt like a little bit of a settle there.
Yep. Gilmore and McGee in there for Wisconsin. Andrews baseline left looking inbound. Gets it into Stefanovic, and William Kyle got knocked to the floor. Foul called against Wisconsin. And they'll get John Blackwell for his first. And that is team foul number three against Wisconsin. 10:04 left in the half, 20-18 UCLA. Andrews in the Bilodeau, wide open, 14-footer. Heel of the rim, no good. And a rebound attempt from Crowell, and he got fouled in the act. This will go against the Bruins. And they're going to get... Check. You couldn't quite tell who they called. We called him William Kyle. Here's Gilmore throwing to Tanjay on the left wing. Whips it into Crowell, left of the lane. Bilodeau defends. Single coverage. Backing is Crowell. They're trying to back. Mid-post left. The double is coming. Crowell retreats. Skip past McGee. Takes the three. Baseline right. Goes through the lane with 10 on the shot clock. McGee in the left corner. He'll go into Crowell. Shot clock at 5. Blackwell's open. He flips a three. Good. From the left side.
That started because of a cut by Kamari McGee. It forced UCLA to try to double. They lost on the communication and was wide open.
21-20 Wisconsin, 9:22 left in the first half. Dylan Andrews sets the offense for the Bruins. Andrews throwing to Mack, left of the circle. McGee defends. Mack puts it on the deck in the lane. One pump, he'll pivot. Shot knocked away, just ripped away by Crowell. Ahead it goes to Blackwell to 2-on-2. Blackwell behind the back on the dribble, lost the handle, turned it over to Stefanovic. And here's Andrews' long lead feed to Mack, left side on the wing against Gilmore. They throw to Andrews out front. High screen, Bilodeau. Andrews splits two defenders. He lost the handle, got it back, tapped it to Stefanovic. Right of the lane, plenty of time on the shot clock and a reset for UCLA. Back outside left, around a high screen from Bilodeau. A throw to Andrews, shot clock at 7. Deep three, Andrews right of the circle, short. Rebound, tapped, gathered by Blackwell for Wisconsin. 8:35 left of the half, 21-20 Wisconsin. McGee feeds Crowell, turns to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay squares up, takes the three, makes the three. The third triple of this first half for John Tanjay.
Might have not scored last game, but he's ultra aggressive right now.
Talking with Greg Gard before the game, said the joke was, well, we gave you the day off Saturday, John, and now get back to work. Here's Bilodeau throwing to Mack on the left wing. 24-20 Wisconsin, 8:07 left till halftime. Andrews on the right side takes it to the top of the circle. And with Crowell defending, Andrews blows by him. Right lane line, runner, no good. Rebound, Crowell. He'll loop it to McGee. Kamari up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. He'll leave it for Tanjay. High on the right. Left-hand toss, Crowell. Wraps it to Blackwell. Spin move off the left wing to the rim. Runs it up. Got it. Yes, sir. And one, John Blackwell. Well, you were saying take it to the cup, and that's exactly what the sophomore did.
Absolutely. Leads to a timeout there by Mick Cronin.
And a break in the action here at UCLA. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seeds you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:46 left in the first half. Wisconsin 26, UCLA 20. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bernard is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. He reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Little housekeeping, that was not an and one for John Blackwell. Mick Cronin just used a timeout, which was interesting because we were at the under eight mark. Mick didn't want to wait. 7:46 left of the first half. 26-20 Wisconsin. Badgers on an 8-point run right now. Here's Mack, dribbles off the right wing, stops baseline. He's going to die Mara in the game. He kicks it back out to Mack, tries a three, right side, heel of the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the 7-3 Mara, 7-3 sophomore from Spain. Plays about 9 minutes per game. Wisconsin basketball, Kamari McGee in the backcourt. 7:25 left in the half, 26-20 Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore against Eric Daly at the top. A feed for Klesmet. Sky Clark defending Max. Gets it to Winter. Open three. Right side. Back iron. No good. Sebastian Mack the rebound. Up the middle of the front court comes Max. Scoops it to Sky Clark. Steps off the wing. Feeds Daly. Left lane line with a shot fake. Bounces it out to Kobe Johnson back in there for the Bruins. Brings it back out to Sky Clark. Clark throws it right side. Mack baseline right. Pushed it up and in. Mack with his first points. And the lead is four for Wisconsin. 26-22, the Badgers. Three-quarters pressure from UCLA. McGee with a pass to Tanjay across half court. Goes to Carter Gilmore. 6:42 left in the half. Four-point lead, Wisconsin. Winter to Klesmet. Snaps off a three. Left side. Bangs off the iron. No good. The rebound is to Sky Clark of UCLA. Clark sets the offense. Gets it to Mara. Hands off to Clark again. Sends it to Mack left wing and to Mara in the paint. Turns up left hand. It dances in for a dime Mara. And it's 26-24 Wisconsin. 16:15 left in the first half. Or 6:15 rather left in the first half. Nolan Winter up top. He'll throw to Gilmore. Nice Kamari McGee on the right side. Kobe Johnson is on.